This Shabbos about the different Shabbos parshas Acharei. It deals initially with Mishnah Me'arev. And it's also Shabbos for Shabbos after Chag HaPesach. And there must be a connection between the two. And to understand that, a lot of the Yukim in this week's parsha, before we get to that, we just chazer over the Kudda that I've developed over Chol HaMoed, based on what I said before. I said before Shabbos HaGadol, before Pesach. It says in Sforam HaKadoshim, that the whole Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Chag HaPesach, is the tikkun of the Chet Eitz Hadas. We discussed this at great length. The Hasata came through the Nochosh. So in Sforam HaKadosh, that Nutrikun, Chometz, Oyer, Nuksha, the three types of Chometz. And Pare is called the Nochosh, Atan and Agodol, or is called Trefei Oyer. And therefore we explained at length before Shabbos HaGadol that through the Chet Eitz Hadas, there were three Alfin that were Nisko. The Aleph of Odom, the Aleph of Emes, the Aleph of Adem, which is named Adnai. And the Tikkun comes back through Chag HaPesach. And therefore, as we explained, Odom, Emes, Adnai, in Makoil is Gimatria Chag HaMatz. Well, we explained that in the past, I'm not repeating. The Fizet, taking one step further, I now can begin to understand what it said in Shavua Kodesh, in the Seudas of Pesach. The Leil HaSeder B'chal Pesach B'chal is an Indian of Nisuin, of marriage to the Eibishter. Where did this come from? Let me go step by step, rationally step by step. Behek. When Adam was expelled from Gan Eden, so the Pasuk via Karnish is Adam. So Chazal learned, it's brought in Tamar Elio in the beginning, Melamei Shenosnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Geirushin Ki'ishim. Eibishter gave him a get. He divorced. Tells us the Shiloh, what is Shver in Pshut Yishol Mikra? You got a cheder, you're a kid with short trousers, you're having a cheder, tells you what's being garish. He banished him, he expelled him from to the geography. Here he was a Ganeid, and then he was expelled from Ganeid. But Chalal learning by Yigarish, not Mitzad, the place. Yigarish, the Lashon, again, Geirish. Why did they learn that? So the Shiloh, Shem is Minchas Yehuda, the end. He brings to the Rebbe the Binah of Pshischa. Poshet a very simple logical forms. The Chazal was shared to Chazal. What's that being a gorish that he expelled, he banished men? The Pasuk says, Beloichal Aretz Gevoid, and lays us upon him in it. Wherever you are, Elet Meruchecha Vani Panech Evra. How could you say by a gorish that you were expelled from the Eibishter? Wherever you go, the Eibishter Mamali Kol Alman and Seyuz Kol Alman, you can't run away from the Eibishter. Therefore, Chazal, bothered by this question, a husband is standing there next to his wife. One minute they're a couple, they're one neshama, he gives her a get. Turns out geography, they're still in the same place, in the same room. But now this kesher, this dibuk, this whatever, this chibur, spiritually, emotionally, in every way, cut, severed. The bond is severed. So Pshat is, Vayigorish is Pshat, the relationship between the Eibishter, Kujabichu, and man was now cut. Geirish. Oibazoi says this was Emes, Tofri Samach Aleph, Parashbrachos. When it says initially that the Eibishter created man, and it says, Vayigach Hashem Oleikim es ha'odo, Vayigheu began Eidem la'ovzo l'shomro. What's it? Vayigach. Kich ha'kich. That's the Indian of marriage. So initially there was marriage. And then there was a gorish, there was a get, right? That this chibur was stopped. Asher Alkain says this was emes elsewhere in Likutim by Birchas and Yisuin. What do we say? Samach to samach reyam ahuvim kisamecha yitzircha began Eden mikedem. So pshat is the Indian of Gan Eden is an Indian of chibur and divuk of connection of bonding, right? The Moshe Rebbe is a bracha similar. You have the nusach atnoyim. So it starts at the beginning. It says Yalev Yitzvach Gan Rot. What's a Gan Rotuf? A moist gan. What's this moist gan? A magid mirachus achras. Also shver loshim. The Gan Rotuf refers to Gan Eden. Take Eitzam Palgemoyim. The Gan Rotuf as Gan Eden. Hamagid Mirishis Achris, the Ebrister placed man in Ganim, Vayikach. And although Vayagorish, but man through Nisun, through marriage, has the ability, the whole tachlis of marriage is to go back to the Gan Eden that you initially came from. Hamagid Mirishis Achris. When the Emes, it says in Rikanti, where did he go? I'll be pshat. What is the reason we make Hidushin when we get married? Because since Chava listened to the Pituyei HaNochosh, and as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Hichnis Bo Zuaho, there's a pollution and impurity that the Nochosh placed in Chava. Therefore, when you Mekadish the Isha, the Zuaho, which remains from creation in the woman, disappears, and you come back to the Matzav of Kimei Keder. And with this I understand, the Rehema said, when we say in the Gemara, when the Gemara in Yishalmi says in Bikurim in various places in Chazal, that Chosim, Moichel Le'alkol Avinu Yisuf, so the Rehema said, Alkol Avinu Yisuf includes his Chelek in the Chet Eitz Hadas. Not only the Chatoyim here now in this world, in this life, the last 20 years, with even the Chelek in the Zuhama of the Eitz Hadas. Lefizeh, he explains, that's why by Echasana, one of the Sheva Brachas says, Baruch HaTosh Hashem Yoytzer HaOdom. All the Mefarshim go to that, how could you make a Bracha Yoytzer HaOdom, when the Gemara says in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel, that Nimnu V'Gomru, that Noyach Leil HaOdom, Sheloi Nivra Yoytzer Mishnivra. How do you make a Bracha Yoytzer HaOdom? Says the Emes, when do you say Noyach Leil HaOdom, it would have been easier, preferable, not to have been created? After the Chet Eitz Hadas. And you go back to Gan Eden, it's good to be born, hence you can make a bracha, Yitzhar Adam. With that explains the Shatzer Rebbe, the feeling of where the meaning of Yisrael is that under the chuppah you break a kuis yayin, a kuis of wine, you use for wine. Why? Because we explained already the reason we have matzah and dal kuis. Is to the second of the tikkun of the Chet Eitz Hadas. And the Gemara says, according to one day in Bracha, is that what did Chava do? She sochta anovin. She squeezed the grapes and she gave it to Adam Rishon. So therefore, to be meramis to the Chosen Kala, that your avoida today is to be sakin that Chet, and which caused the pagam and a shvir and all the elements, we break, we smash the glass. There's that you have to be misakin once again the kuis yayin which was broken in the Chet Eitz Hadas, and therefore it says vayenicheu began Eden, so it's brought in Tashpis, spring of Yishein Rabbi Rutenberg began is beginatria kala. If you misameya close to the kala, therefore you're zeichin to get the Gan Eden. What is the matter? The person in the Sameh after Chosin Kaula helped the Chosin Kaula return back to Gan Eden. Therefore, Bidhi Kenegan Bidhi also is Zicha in that school to go back to Gan Eden. One second. The fees, I understand also, just to go continue what we said the other week, we spoke how Pesach is the tikkun for the Gimel Alfin, Adnai, Adam, and Emes, right? And this also fits in. There's a famous Gemara, Ksuvah Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara explains the Avoida, the Heilig Avoida of Kitzim Rakhtum with the Akala. So the Gemara says that Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchok, have a miraculous atlas. He was like, Mesameach of the Kala, by taking three Hadassim and juggling. What's three Hadassim? What's going on? What's three? So Rav Pinchas Friedman, in a Sefer Mesoyz, explains a beautiful vault. Mesoyz Duyin. Why three? He says, I said this before in the past. There's Gemara in Brachos. The beginning, you all know the Gemara. David HaMelech says, David Shomer Navshi Ki Chosel. We was Pashtei the Chsidus of David HaMelech. So Levi Rav Yitzchak Charamar, that David said, Bezer Gitzvorach, Lubayin Hashem, Loi Chosel, I'm not a Chosel, Jekol Malchi Nizruch, Mayin Rav Yishma, Agudas, Amudu Lufoidam, Vani Chatzoy Yisrael Lo'okum. He gets up at midnight, and he's busy, etc. That's one opinion. Another opinion, David said, Lechos, Rabbeinu Shal, Lechos, Rami, Shekol, Malchi, Mizr, Fumayn, Rav Yish, Magud, Zabud, Vachvedom, Ani, Yod, Lai, Moluchov, Bedam, Mishap, Mishal, Yod, Yod, Tal, Yishal, Bayim. He's basically in Tarnat. And everything that I judge, I go back to my Rebbe, the Fibushas, and I ask him, Fibushas Rabbi, Yofet Antan, Yofet Chiyafti, Yofet Timet, Yofet Harti. And the Pasuk says, yeah, but I'm an Eblach of Le'ibsh. Said the Gemara, how could he call himself a Chosid when David, yeah? Said the Gemara, he was always here in Shem Yerubachim. Or Bishtel, the fourth Tashayim. David HaMelech says on himself, Anuchi Tivas, Le'ibsh. Umitabal, he called himself a chosid. So the Mephorshim will answer. Famous Arizal, Kutin of Parsha, Zinu. David HaMelech, and discussed this countless times. David HaMelech is a Gilgul of Adam HaRishon. He had a Nesham of Adam HaRishon. He's a Tikkun of Adam HaRishon. Therefore, Adam stands for Adam David Mashiach. And therefore, Chazal say in the Bemidbar Rabbah and Yom Shemini that the 70 years that David HaMelech had was given to him from Adam HaRishon. He was supposed to live for 1,000 years. And lived only after 9. Fine. So here's the thing. Now I understand. David HaMelech is the chosid, not mitzidoy. So the Gemara says in Erev and Afyut Ches, the Meir says Adam HaRishon was a chosid gadol. And after he realized that he brought churban in the world, Misa, he fasted for 130 consecutive years. Right? Mitzat zichalein b'nechat helas lish. Mitzad the Odom HaRishon, Shabikiria, the Hedek and Neshama, he could say Chosr. And therefore, what did Odom Reozi put him in the three Alfin? How was Odom, what's the Tikkun Odom HaRishon, in these, also in these three Alfin? First of all, it was Mashteik. What did he do? He sat up, got up at midnight. He never slept, by the way, Chazal said, here he said, like a Kishina Sus. Why? Because the Gemara says, sleep is 1/60th of death. And he came to Misakin, the call of Adam HaRishon, he offered out, therefore he never slept properly. And therefore he got up when? B'chatzos, he was using Patayr. So there is in the world. Meis, you add the Aleph, Aluf Yishol Olam, and you get Emes, and Ein Emes El Atayr. Los El Atayr is Emes. Nishon Ardos, right? The Chen Eitz Adas brought down into the world, and people came need this only after the Chet. He brought the Aleph, the Abish. By the way, Aleph, as we've said many times, is the said Zohar, is a Yud, a Vav, and a Yud. You're not going to be a genius. 10, 6, and 10, the Shem Havai. 26. Right? He brought the Aleph into Dam, and he got Adam. Thirdly, Adam HaRishon used incredible ingenuity and depth to be ma'avis, to make crooked, and to fatayt to all kinds of bulbulim, why he's allowed to eat from the tzedas. And the other reason, it's a capital of Baruch. And all these go, therefore, to make sure that you don't go crooked, he brought the Aleph into Din, and therefore he said to Mephibosheth, Rabbi Yofet Antoni, to make sure the Din is correct, to make sure the Mesach in the Dam, right? He brought the Aleph into Dam, right? Therefore, Yodi Meluchot Pedam Meshabah Meshal Yitel Tarish Lebayla, etc. So far, so good. So those are the three simanim of David HaMelech. Uyba Zoi, the Hekdom, is a word from the Tzadri Rebbe of the Brother, a beautiful word. When was the initial tikkun of the Chet Eitz Hadas? By Matan Torah. Paskos Uvamasum, the Gemara says. Therefore, it says, Val Luchris, Mordi Luchris, Maisei Elikim Heim. Maser Likim Eimer is Gimatria, Emes, Odom, and Abnes. What happened? Why are we still in Manchester and Tavshin Pei Beis? Because by the Chet HaEgel, it's Chazer Zoramos. Therefore, what did they say by the Chet HaEgel? Vayipul Meraam, Kishloishes, next word, Alfinish. As far as Meraam is under three, Alfin, that once again fell, destroyed. Back to Din, and back to Dom, and back to Meis. And therefore, one of the shmuz for machzus for parashas kolim. What was the one of the tikkunim of the chet ha'egel? Machzus hashechem, right? Machzus is gematria dam meis and din. This is a tikkun. And therefore, Shlomo Melech says by Shlomo Melech says vayedaber shloishes. Next word, alof in Rosh. Shlomo Melech was kaim asira b'shlomusa, the 15th generation, the complete moon. He built the Beis Hamikdash. He makes a molder for the Shechina once again. He brings three alfin back into the world, beginning of a process. And therefore, Moshel stands for Luuk Meshchin Tchin to Me'af Me'afra, to pick up the Shechina once again. And the Iker is, of these three Alfin, the Iker is the first two, Odom and Emes. Therefore, Chazal said Yevamos on the Pasuk, Odom Atem, Atem Kriyim, Odom Ve'im Zod. What you call, oh, you're not going to be a genius, Atem, scramble the letters, what do you got? Emes. Odom, Atem. The Iker Tachos and Avodas Hashem of a person is to bring the Aleph back into Odom to be Amen, God forbid, right? And to what? To bring Emes into the world, be connected to Torah. Then B'derechon Eilat, there'll be a Shlemos in the Aleph, will come back to the Din, in the Shlemos in Malchus Hashem Yisbar. Yitoichet Tamata Asherot Hashem. Now, you don't gotta be a genius to figure out. All of these three Alfin come back through Nisuah to marriage. Therefore, we said before, that's why at the Shabbat Brachas you make a bracha, Yoitzer, Odom, what do you mean now? Because the Gemara said, Yivam is Tafsama Gimu, Kol Odom, She'en Lo Isha, Ein Ein Odom. Without having a wife, you're not called an Odom. She'nemar, Zachar Unikeva, Boro Isom, Vayikre Shemam, Odom. You're only an Odom when you're married. Before you're married, you're a Halberman, you're a Plagovin. Right? In fact, you know, there's the Zohar HaKadosh which says a person who's single can't bring up a korban. Because it says the pasuk Odom ki yakir miket, right? And there's no hashiras hashchina by a person who's not an Odom. And you're only a plaguf, right? And therefore, you're zoicha to Torah because the Gemara there in Yevamos says kol hashari b'leish hashari b'loi, right? And then you're zoicha to what? The shchina. Ish v'ish, isha, zachu, shchina sharim in it. So you have a tikkun in the adna, in the emes, in the odom. That's the difference between the merumas. Reb Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, have a mirakin, next word. Atlas. Aleph plus. Bringing back the three alfin into the world. What's the hezber? Because the whole idea of nisuin generally, step number one, is to go back to Gan Eden. Fine. Why is that? You're not going to be a genius to work out. You spent an hour talking about it, but the kuda is, if you take a piece of wood, another piece of wood, and you put them together, right? They're kirimo. Does that make them one? The two separate pieces of wood, who are spatial, geographically next to it, but they don't chibur. How do you have chibur? How do you make this dvikus to chibur? When you have, so the mashal is, if you have one piece of wood, you need a third party to be the devik, the glue that binds them together. In the secular world, the expression, the title of a book, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. You have two totally separate people who grew up in totally his father. Is my father and my mother are not my share, my figure, for better or for worse. It's two different worlds. They grew up into Gufim, to Ritzonius, to Havas, to different. But how do you put them together? They should be Taka and Echo. For that, you need the Dveikus, the Devek of the Abish. And if it's not the Abish they're putting them together, then it's Sitrachar, the Samach Mem, the Yitzhara that puts them together. And such a Chibur can't last. There's always Ktotus and Rivas and all kinds of problems. And therefore, Chazal say, "Kol Hashari B'Leisha Shari B'Leishol." Because Shalom is trapped. You have two opposites. It's a Shalom and Reimuv, Michal, Gavriel, two opposites. When you're bottled to a third party higher, you make a dveikus between opposites. A woman and a man are not the same. It's not what you call in English. It's not identical oneness or identical unity. It's complementary. The A's are connected. Whatever you are, she's the opposite. If Avraham is chesed, so we got to be gvura. If Yitzchak punkt is pachat, Yitzchak gvura, then Rivka has to be chesed. They're always opposites. Each one complements, complementary unity. And that only comes, and that's the idea of God going back to Gan Eden. Only when you're bottled to the Eberstuhl, when you fear Yitzchak and Shtuk, you do Shvetara, then you're able to have this dibuk and this chibur. Okay, so step number one. Marriage is what? The return to Gan Eden. What did we say Pesach is? The, again, the tikkun of Chet Etz Hadas. Kumt Ois, You're not going to be a rocket scientist. Figure out, could please pay that as an Indian American with you and the Amish. And therefore, how do we start the Seder? First, the 15th Zimonim, Kaddish. What's the end of Seder? You don't got to be a genius to work out. Kaddish is Gimatria Das. 404. Nirtz is Gimatria, is the oldest Varam Deshim Mushin. So, what's the Seder, beginning and end? What's it all about? Das Mushin. What do you remember the expression Das Mushin? When you give the ringle, right? Harei Atu Kudesh is Li. Das Mushin. Mush is Das. Mush is Chibur. Odom Yodos Chavishti. He's Mechaber, the Yidin, till the Rebbeinishim. Oh, you give out. Therefore, Kadesh Nirtzo is Gimatria Das Moshe, which is also Gimatria, it's unbelievable, 749, Eishes Chayil, you become a proper wife to the Eibishter, which is Gimatria, how much is 3 times Matzah, 3 times 45?
405.
Yes, hello? Hello? Yeah? How much is 3 times, yeah? How much is 4 times kos?
86
times 3. Times 4.
344, yeah.
Is 344. What do you got together? 749, which is Das Moshe, which is Yisrael, which is Kaddish Nitzim. And this Bem is a Pasuk. Anyone learned the Minig Yisrael is a serious Aim, you learn Soita. The Gemara says, use the Pasuk, Elikim Moshe Yechidim Boizo. The Abish takes Yechidim, Chosin and Kala, bring them into one home. Moiti Asirim B'Kesharos, which refers to Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're Mekish, the Chasin of Yechidim, Chosin Kala, to Yitzias Mitzrayim, because Yitzias Mitzrayim is one big Chasin. If he said, Derech Agav, just everyone knows that the Arizal says, Pesach Miloshin, Pesach. What does Pesach got to do with speech? Because Mitzrayim Dibur was ghost. You couldn't articulate. You couldn't verbalize the Oymeka. Why is that? So the moon captured the Akechuvin, the Tveres Bonim, and the Meriti Gavot. This Manat Golos, this Midas Hadin, which is the name of the Abish, which is Midas Hadin?
Elohim.
Elohim, okay. That I know. So far, so good. But in Elohim Gufo, there's two letters of the Shem Avai, the Yud and the Hey. Yes, with me. Which is Ish V'Isha, Zachu, the word says in Shlita, Shchimen. But in Mitzrayim there was no Zivig between. So what if you remove the Aleph and the Yud from the Aleph and the K from the Shem Elikim?
The Yud.
What letters are you left with?
Yud and the K. Ish.
You take out the Yud and the K. What are you left with?
The Aleph.
Aleph, Lamed, Mem, which spells the word Elaim. Ile means you are even leave to people, you can't speak. Hence, in Mitzrayim, says the Akechuva, Dibur was in Golos. And one of the Heintigers, a very beautiful sefer, called Mishur Melech, he adds, yes, verstehe that in the Hagdom of the Birch Zamazim, Bashep Achasin, Bashep Brachas, we say, the Vai Haser, the Gam Charoi, they wish take away all the tsaras, all the, right? The Oz, Elaine Bashir Yoran. Then you put back the master of the UK, the Chavkala, the UK back into the Kim, and then the Elaine can now lift. The fees I understood is there, Agav, the scholar Rebbe brings Kim Soyuz Chosen al Kala, is Soyfitavis, Bigimatria Sofa. Lips. Right? Why? And that's Rashi Tavis, Haggadah Shal Pesach, that's also Rashi Tavis, grab the letters, Sofa. Because now you're able, Lefi Darkenu, you're able to speak. You're able to speak because the Shechin is with you. If I make a red imcha Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is also Gimashri Yosef. Just to give you just a few more examples of where Pesach is connected to Chasen. You know, the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Ches, if Gimel, explains Atbash, same day of the week, at the first day of Pesach will be Tishuv, second day will be Shavuos, third day will be Rosh Hashanah, etc., etc. But it doesn't give a simon for Shvi Shul Pesach. As far as I'm saying, you know what day of the week will always be the same Shvi Shul Pesach? Tu B'Av. Lefi Darkenu. What is the Inyan of Tu B'Av? The word is in Heinish, but Hem B'nei Yisrael, Yoyitze Tuchel is Bakromim, Dev Zivugim, Shiduchim, right? And the idea of Shvi Shul Pesach was that you can marry, it's Yisrael Mitzrayim, because even after the first night was Tzayim Yisrael, That is the Indian, one Indian with the Zivugim of Tuba. Right? That means that the foolish Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, Psochem, Kolo Uichel Matzah Be'er Pesach, Kilo Boyal Arusase Be'eschomf. If it eats matzah, Be'er Pesach, it's like living with your Arus before. Vosfeldo, so this far, all this far, the Rishonim say, it was Chayim, the Kolboy, and the Michtam, and all the classic Rishonim. Before, at the Seder, before you eat the matzah, you make Sheva Brachot. Is the Charaya what? Hello? Eating matzah is the Indian of Zivu, came on Lechem Asher Uchel, the Indian of Zivu, which is the Indian of marriage. Hello? I have a friend over here without articulating, I see on his face, but there are really 9 brachas. I can't begin to start. We can talk about this the rest of the week, right? Shvala Lekin, we show you 1,000 of Cheshbonis. The Gros says, actually, we're not Cheshboning in the brachas you make when the matzahs are Megula. Because initially the matzahs are Mechusa, like the Pnei Akala, you can say like a Bedekinish. And then the matzahs are Megula at the end, the last 3 brachas don't count. Others say, Rechaim Balaji says, the Emes, there are 9 brachas. You know why? Because there's 2 brachas of Erezin, Ala Gefen. Then there's 7 brachas and 7 brachas together, 9. Whatever. There's hundreds of cheshbonim in this mission. But at the point of, I see that eating matzah is in of zivuth. Mehai time. And that's why it says the shalach. The Bema says shalach, and it says foolish this idea. That's why minich sidim and shemais is after the Seder, they reach Shirashirim. Because Shirashirim is again chosin kala, David Shukhas Yisrael, Avo, etc., etc. May I time what people wear at the Seder, Minig Yisrael? Wear a kittel. Well, what else do you wear a kittel? Awesome. There's 100 other dugmoids. The Emes HaPosik before what I'm saying now. The Posik says in Yirmiyah, Kapitel Beis, Koyam HaShem, Zecharti L'Chesed L'Rayich, Havis Bul Zayich Chasim. The Fee says, what's the next Posik right afterwards? It's after for somewhere or other. So I wouldn't know it. It's after the first of the Gimel de Parnisim. We sign the betoy. Where we end off? Havas bul esayek the chasana. Well, Pesach. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tvoasa kol uchel yeshamu ra tovi eleim. Right? What's going on here? Okay, I have no time to learn. I haven't started this year. It's a little locked up. The hektiv. Everyone asked the famous kasher of Rosh. Drochem asked this thing. Famous kasher. What happened? You know, by the Yam Suf, the Sar of Mitzrayim, Tainas, the Ebrishers, the Fair, it's against Halacha. Because generally, a person that Luikia u Mishal. Right? So, how is it that here the Mitzrayim are getting Sidon's Abizis, Mitzrayim, Abizis, Yom, and also getting punished by Gufa? We can talk about this for hours, right? So, the bottom line is the Prashtrach already is. Meram is on it, the Yitav Lev is Meirach on it. You know why? Because Tosfos says, both from Psachim and Ksuvos, Sugi from Darshan Chutron, Tosfos says, B'med Dvorim Amura, you're not needed B'shneim, you need B'chamura, you get only the stricter punishment. You know, right? Yeah? We're talking about another answer, whatever.
Comedy.
Poshut, it applies by ordinary stuff. Hegdish? Hegdish? Then the din is loyke b'shalom. There is sakos. First, maybe heal. You're moil, right? Yeah, you're moil. You can be chayim with the shemayim, truma, etc., etc., right? Oh, but you gotta pay also. There is sakos. The what by hekdesh? Oh, kodesh Yisrael. In the halachic school side, it's a chasen. Because it's a chasana, so we become like the connected, attached to the Abishter. So Klal Yisrael becomes kodesh. Hoyso Yehud, says Yisrael Mitzrayim, Hoyso Yehud all the culture. I think then once I've got Rehuz, right? And therefore, Kol Eichel of Yasham Urad, again, both Loku B'Memoinim or B'Gufam, it's a, there's a whole, we can talk about it for hours. Okay. Ad Kan, Divrei Hakdom. How does this connect, Chasana, the God of you? You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure it out. But one of the days in Chazal is, why did Nadav Aviv die? There were no Kedushim, the Krevi HaKadosh. She didn't get married. What did he get married? What's going on? So I said before, the whole idea of Nizuin is Esel Ezer connected. Two opposites, and the Devek is the Ebrister when you're bought into the Ebrister. What's going on here? So the Svarim said, I've married a Digivort. Yeah. Now, we just Yisrof. What was the Chesorah, Jelenos and Noshim? Do you remember Rashi says in Parashat Kosai, on the Pasuk, Chalachti B'Suchachem, Yisrof Chem Likim? Says Rashi, Atayil Imchem B'Gan Eden. B'Gan Gan Eden, right? Right? Ki Echem B'Gan, right? Like a colleague, like Echem B'Gan. You won't be like so awestruck that you won't be able to function, right? Maybe you're a fear of the Eibush. What's going on here? Says the Avodah Yisrael, the Kodesh Magid, the Iker Avodah Odom is to instill in his heart a Hava Kodesh Eish, a brennetic, a burning Avodah to the Eibush. Nervos. If a person's on fire with Kedusha, you know what can happen? That's what happened in Nadav Aviv. Nadav Aviv, that in Sforim HaKadoshim, like in Bekitzer, was called a Rotzoi without a Shuv.
What?
A Rotzoi without the Shuv. It's a Rotzoi v'Shuv, right? You have to have this Timoi to the Eibusher, but afterwards you have to come down back to Earth. Right? By the way, I worked that myself. I never make my own gematrias, but whatever. Rotzoi is 297. V'Shuv is gematria 314. What's the difference between Rotzoi and V'Shuv? 17, which is gematria toiv. Loi toiv heyoyisa odom levadi. A person with his tchunas hanefesh, which is with his personality, with his background, whatever, without the kenegdui, is loi toiv. You're missing the 17. You're missing the vishuv. You're not down to earth. A husband without a wife is like heaven, like he's somewhere like in chafim aloch. Right? You need someone to what's the word? Ground you. That's the word. So, the chlal in Sforim HaKadoshim is brought, men are b'vchinas chesed, women are b'vchinas gvura, yira, one is avo, one is yira, right? Gvura, yira. And you need both, because just, he teaches you there, because it's kind of kind of that he doesn't bring it over this, right? The neshama wants to go back to where it came from. So what do you do? Jel mole, mero. Ish is re'eyu chayim lo'ed, not for Yerushalayim, Ish, refers to the Eibusha, Hashem Ish v'chomo, es re'eyu, tzadikim, or davak in the Eibusha, chayim lo'ed, they'll be swallowed up, and they'll die of klis ha'nefesh, of ishtikus l'golamayim. They have a birth to be mispal, b'shloim, b'shal malchus, to bring malchus shamayim, Yerushalayim down here. That's why it's a, the woman is here, Ish ha'yir Hashem, he says how, b'chal, the famous word from the Chayim, the Magid, the Mezrich, Ish, the Gemara says, darker, the Gemara says, you know, the Gemara says, begin a Kiddush, darker shall Ish, lachzer, achar, Ish. You have to start with Yerushalayim, which is the Ish, and Ish Yerush Hashem, and afterwards, automatically, the Eibush will grant you the Havas Hashem. But it starts with Yerushalayim. You need both. You need sometimes, if you're on like a high, someone to be practical and whatever, and put the brakes on to Mitzantz, and that's what Yerush does. The present Sefer Rebbe says also as interesting word. You know, by Matan Torah it says what? The Eibush took the har kigigis kofalim. If the Kabbalah says mutav yimlav sham tigurash, everyone has to say Torah. They already makabel nasa nishon ahav with burning love. One of the many answers is from the burning love. You can hear the kol Hashem. They can oyski. They take it and the shabbat left it, and it could be permanent. Therefore, the kafale of Hagigigas is to instill together with the Avo, you need first Yerushalayim. And he touches the fee zeb. There's a, in the Zemiris, people say our Shabbos by day. Soma nafshi l'kim, right? First has a tzimoy, the Ebershir. Imala soiva asomai. Elahorem esa enai. Next words? It depends on your nusim. In Rapshis, it also is from the Tali Rapshis, Gehillel Uchisham. Then Girsa had the food, so it's Gehillel Uchisham. So he said, everyone knows Hillel represents Chesed, and Shammai represents Ur. A person saw an absolute kid, right? Over, there has to be, you know, it shouldn't go flying high and leaving the world, because of the Bokar, yeah? It has to be Yimal Esuiva, you have to have a milui of all different traits. El Ahorim Esa Einai, I look back to Har Sinai, where even though they had Givaldiga Avo, over kofle rakiyus in sul yira gehilel ugeshaba it makes it revolt or gehilel veloikeshaba the gears of dida. Remember the Seder? What do you know about Hillel? He appears, makes his cameo appearance. He was kind. What he took matzah. You don't got to be a genius. That's all Hakadosh said. Matzah represents chayus. Rapper represents love. Mar represents. Yeah. So Hillel was the one who said you have to be kairach to have with you. Chaverov. Gehillel v'leichashamay. The dafkat of kairach to attach it to. So a person needs to want to have this connection. The whole avud, the whole mistake of Nodav Aviv, in all the Chaladeus, in the Sfarim they should bring that Maram or Chodav, whether Shahir or Achuz Rabbon, that they went in Shri Yayin, Shri Rosh, whatever you slice it, right? They want to be Uisvat, Rotsa, out of the world, just fly high, right? And therefore, they didn't take an Eitzah by Aaron. Aaron is the Uyiv Sholem, Ruyiv Sholem, Uyiv Zabriyas, down here in this world, right? They were just up there, flying high. And therefore, they held, we're Mifchinas Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, they were murder heroes, their rabbi. Because the Gemara said, the Chuzdor is people called Rav, and it's all Rebbe, you have extra Yud, that's a Chochmah. They didn't feel they got to connect themselves to Parnosa, to Gashmias, to Velt. And therefore, the connection is, by the way, Pesach is Gematria, amongst other things. 148, which is Gematria Kemach, right? The whole idea of you have to ground things. Therefore, the Pesach of Yahweh B'chol Eish, Yahweh B'chol Eish B'chol. You can't have a whole year, 355 days, of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has its place, Achaz Bashonda, but the rest of the year you have to be down here in this world. Therefore, there's a Medrash which says, Vayiga B'kaf Yerechoy, right? That refers to Nodav Aviv. Why? Because why was Yankov Mizgaber on the Malach? Because the Eibush doesn't want Malach. Right? But where did, and because you're a mensch, right? He's so recent when he came, v'imanoshim. Therefore, that's a Tachlus Abriya, and therefore, where did the Sabbath Mem have a Nigiyah? It was effective. Nodav Aviv who wanted only out of the world and not in the world. Therefore, also explains as a Samta Medrash Pliyah. No stands for no. Not of you. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Mitzvah, not of you, he said, "Ah, what's going on here? What's going on here?" Where is Mitzvah? Because not of you were oisot. They were out of the world. They're Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Neshavos. The famous Tashin of Hashem Eretz Yisrael gavuya mikol ha'aretzus. Then there is all the artsius, the gashmias is held. Right? But Shemaida wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. He said, let me be Mekayim the mitzvahs of his words. Shemaida was Mekayim everything in Aver and in Chutbar, in the midbar. But Ruchni is Machshava, or there's a Kupnish Bepoyim. When I feel like I'm a mitzvah, even if you want to say that whatever is Mekayim Machshava, or the Yonim of the bitter of Rishus, remember how I'll say? That Moshe Rabbeinu, the Likosa, he had to give over the rulership, the whatever to Yeshua. Why? Shem, you would think maybe he lost it, maybe his eyesight is dimming. Likosa ain't, right? He was fully functioning. Elawat, he had to give over the Rishus to Yeshua. So this is Lashon Rashi. Says the Tzemach David Dinever. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael to show Kol Yisrael that even in Yonim of Rishus, also you serve the Eish. And when he saw that Nodav Aviv died because they're only like in cloud, whatever, Natsilus somewhere, whatever, therefore he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael to teach them the Maila of Rishus, right? And that's the lesson to learn. In other Sfarim it's brought up. What was the historian of Nodav Aviv? It's when Hashem is began of a bit of gaiva. You see, they were not, they were aware of the rabbis, push it to gaiva. A person, the push it musa has to know about this Hashem. Sometimes a person does what he's trained to, what he likes, what he desires. L'shem Shemai. So everyone has their challenges in life. It's very easy. Some people love learning. They just enjoy like a fish in the sea, right? So for them to learn about Gemara is easy. I once had a guy, a fellow needed a big issue. They said, you have to make Kabbalah and yourself something with Gevalu and Zir's Nefesh. You go, as I said many times, about my Shnor, you're showing them the Zat and Nisa. I'll learn about the Zat. I said, no. You love learning, right? For you, learning 150 lot in one day is no big deal. You have to be Mavatar on to this person that he was a Bar Pluktov. You'll go out of your. That was much harder, that he couldn't do. Everyone became a rabbis. Everyone has their challenges. Everyone has a deck which comes green. The avoida of life is ish v'ishta kinegdoi. Ezer kinegdoi is that which is not my natural proclivity, my natural teva. To break myself, because not do what I want, what I have a geshmak in, what I find or whatever. Dafka against your teva. To have that ir shamaya, that the chibur of ish v'isha, ava and yira, to go against the grain, against your will, and that's emesa avoida Hashem. And that's where Nadav Aviyah went. You just remember that by Kriyas Yamsuf, we just came from Shishul Pesach. Right? Remember there were four kitas, four groups of people? Mitzrayim is Nirzi Achareyim, the Yam is before them. Where do you go? One group said, we'll throw ourselves in the Yam. We'll just jump in the Yam. One said, we'll go back to Mitzrayim. One said, we'll make a Mulcham. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? The Abishah said, it's Yatz for Ru'u as Yeshua Zahir. And what does it mean, Baruch, these the four kitas? There are those people. There's Avel, there's Mitzrayim, there's Tumah, and Zuhamah, and Erva's Hordes. Right? A Yam, the Dusha Molar is Deyas Hashem, I'll get to that. However, those people who say, there's a Velt, and the Velt is a steerer to my, I'll throw myself in the Yam. The Velt, will go to rack and ruin, and I don't care about my family and my neighborhood and my shul and my people. I will throw myself and immerse myself in the Yam. That is not Kedusha, that's a form of Yush. You mean Yayish from the Abish is Kavod and Jibra Tatim. There are those people, fakert. Let's go back to Mitzrayim, to the flesh pots, okay. The land of promiscuity and tumah and whatever. Irtif. You can try to wage war, you ain't going to be successful. What you got to do is yatzfuru, to believe that a yid, even Bizman Azeh, has the ability to go back to Gan Eden. That's why it's called the Chosin Kalal. You build a house through Mitzrayim Nefesh and through Amunah. His yatzfu says the Chidoh and Chemes Inach is Gimachia Chosin Kalal. Right? Is yet you stand there with a munna, with whatever, if I able, then you're able to. What do I always say in Slonim Svarim? It's part of the Lechavitch. On a munna kemenish adurke in the Mishrael. Mit a munna kemenish valt in the Miyam. Without faith, you don't get through the threshold of life. With a munna not only in the Abish, a munna in yourself, and a munna in Kal Yisrael, a munna in the Abish, that you can mevatel yourself to do the Rotsan Abayra with that Mishpalt the Yam, and we go to the Gula Mitzvah.
Oh, Finish.
All right. All right. Let's finish.
Slowly.
Hey, are you going to pizza?